Please, let's go home. I love you, they said, I love you. Written by the lion in my bed and read by Chestnut Philly. Originally a Tumblr response fic, prompted by Anon. The war had called to his brothers and his sister and all their quarrelsome children. It had called to his own bright sons and his fierce, lovely daughter. And the war had claimed them, all but one. In tree light, he and Arthanis had walked the beaches of Elende, the white sand soft beneath bare toes, as she splashed in the shallows and demanded he name every sea star. Upon the ragged new shores of this eastern land, they wore stout boots, for they were all torn rock and silt, and the waters colder than the bay of Eldamar. And Arthanis was Galadriel now, and if her name was softer, it was all of her that was. "How wroth would Feanor be to see Melkor come to ruin by your hand," she said. Her golden hair was bound back from her face, which made her sharp cheekbones stand the starker. "Perhaps it's a mercy he's gone beyond that knowledge." Finarfin saw no mercy in the fate his brother had made for himself, and held his tongue. It was often so. They spoke in strategy and memories, but when they tried to talk of what was or what would be, beyond the next forced march or battle, they spoke past each other. "I have changed too much, O my father, and you have changed too little," Galadriel had said, and Finarfin had held his tongue again, though he thought her as wrong about that as she was about his brother. From the beaches of Middle-earth, one could not see Tol Eressëa or the white tower of Avalone, but still Finarfin found himself seeking it, a point of reference in the dark, scummed sea that slumped against the shore. "The war is done," he said, because he knew that was true. "Please, let us go home." His daughter did not look towards the sea, but up at the dark stone cliffs and beyond to the churned battlefields and felled forests of a wounded land. "I am home, father." "We miss you." Another truth. "We love you." Another point of certainty. "Just as I love you," she said, with the defiant clench of her sharp jaw. "But I am not finished with Middle-earth, any more than it is finished with me." "You always were a prideful girl. You would linger and linger when Telperion had waxed, and you should have been long abed. Just one more game, you'd say. Just one more page." "I'm not a young girl dawdling in the gardens past her bedtime, father," said Galadriel, who had not liked being treated as a child, even when she had been one. "I will come home, but not because the Valar called, and not because you called me, either." Finarfin saw he would not move her, any more than he had moved his brothers those long years ago. He had changed, though, whatever she thought, and would not have them part in bitterness and grief once more. No. No, not a girl. A prideful woman. He kissed her brow. She had to duck her head that he might reach. "Don't keep your mother waiting too long. Or me. Before we part, I would ask one favor," said Galadriel, who had been Arthanis and was still his daughter, now and forevermore. She bent, slim fingers slipping beneath the surf, and came up with a sea star cradled in her palms. "Give her a name?" This has been Please, Let's Go Home. I Love You, They Said, I Love You. Written by the lion in my bed and read by Chestnut Philly. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, this fic is posted on Tumblr under the author's tags for Finarfin, Galadriel, and Fanfic. If you'd like to leave a comment for the podficker, and please do, I can be found as Chestnut_Philly on the archive of our own. Thank you for listening.